Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor at AJN.
And we're here to present the monthly highlights, and we're very excited to be talking about our October 2015 issue. This issue marks the 115th anniversary of AJN's continuous publication. The first issue of AJN appeared in October of 1900. And on this month, this cover, we celebrate the anniversary with a showcase of archival photos with some recent covers superimposed on them to portray how AJN has covered nursing, literally, for the last 115 years. We would be remiss just to be covering our own anniversary when there was another very significant anniversary this year, and that's the anniversary of the NP role, which was begun in 1965 at the University of Colorado. And to mark this, we asked nurses from the Barbara Bates Center for the Study of Nursing History at the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing, Brianna Ralston, Tiffany Collier, and Julia Fairman, to note the milestones that occurred in the role development. And so we have a four-page article that really chronicles the milestones in the developing role of the nurse practitioner. There's also a podcast. I did speak briefly with Brianna Ralston and Julie Fairman and asked them what their thinking was on the significance of the role and future directions for this role within nursing, given the changes in our healthcare system. We also have a piece called Intergenerational Lessons and Fabulous Stories, written by Sandra Lewinson, Catherine Welch, and Susan Hassmiller. And in this piece, with the help of the two nurse historians, Susan Hassmiller interviews her mother, who was also a nurse, and is interviewed herself as well by the historians in an attempt to contrast and compare changes in both women's experiences that have and changes that were made changes in the context of what was going on in the nursing profession during the 20th century. And it's really an interesting contrast of how certain themes resonated with both women. We also have another piece reflecting a historical piece, and that piece is on a looking back, and it's men as nurse anesthetists, and it shows a photo and examines a photo of the first male nurse anesthetist in the United States Army. So we hope you enjoy these historical pieces and looking back at AJN and some of the other aspects of nursing's history. And Betsy, why don't you talk a little bit about our CE articles this month?
Great. We have two very different articles. One is heavily clinical, and the other is more of an overview that we'll talk about. The first article is Catheter Ablation of Atrial Fibrillation, and the authors provide an overview of the catheter ablation procedure itself, review the potential complications, and offer an evidence-based approach to the post-procedure nursing care. It's very detailed and very helpful. The other CE is Integrative Care, the Evolving Landscape in American Hospitals. This is the first article in a five-part series on holistic nursing that AJN will be running. And this first one explores the ways in which integrative care initiatives are being introduced in U.S. hospitals and reports on the perspectives of the nursing leaders who got their hospitals involved in implementing them. It gives a really good overview of just how hospitals are using various complementary and alternative therapies in patient care as well as for visitors and staff.
And there's a podcast associated with the first article that Betsy talked about in terms of integrative care. I did an interview with Margot Helm and talked a little bit more about their survey of nursing leaders, which they report on in this study. And the catheter ablation piece, Betsy, I don't know if you remember, this is the first in our series, right?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, this is the first in a series of articles on best nursing practices coming to us from the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania.
Yes, they're doing some great things down there, so they'll be writing subsequent articles in the coming year. We also have, of course, our usual columns and news department. Another piece that we have in, which is a special feature, is in the community, Pathfinding on the Frontier. And this article talks about a very successful patient care coordination program in a primary care practice in rural Kansas. We've heard a lot about care coordination and how the RN fits into this role perfectly. This is what we do. And this particular piece really uses three case studies to show how this nurse care coordinator resolved complex issues that, if it were not for this care coordinator, the patients involved probably would not have gotten the care they needed. We also have in our Teaching for Practice column, a piece on evaluating nursing students' clinical performance. And this is a great column for new preceptors and new adjunct faculty, and we're getting great feedback, so let us know if you find it helpful. And as I said, we also have, of course, in the news, we report on the White House Conference on Aging, on teen obesity, on a recent study on the Association of Strong Social Skills predicting success in older children, and the question is, does it really? And then some a look at the new reports on the conflicting cholesterol treatment guidelines, and of course Reflections, which is one of our most popular columns, and this month it's a poem called The Robin. So I hope you'll look at AJN either in print or online or on the iPad, and let us know what you think. Don't forget to visit our blog, AJN Off the Charts, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Did I miss any social media, Betsy?
I think we've got it. Let's see. Blog, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. Our website, our regular AJN website for articles.
Of course. So this is Sean Kennedy. You can reach me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And this is Betsy Todd, betsy.todd@walterskluwer.com.
So thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy our 115th anniversary issue.